This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Talking about the latest with Matt Stafford. Maybe we'll hear something from Andrew Berry today about who the next Browns quarterback could be. I'm not betting on it, but he'll be asked questions. And Dale Ryder is in for Ken Carmen here on 92.3 The Fan today. It's Combine Week. Things are starting to get spicy. All sorts of rumors. You got to keep it right here on 92.3 The Fan throughout the week to see all the latest wheelings and dealings, the rumors, the creamy nougats, if you will. Do you think we'll hear anything from Andrew Berry on Matt Stafford, whether or not, maybe in a vague sense, what the Browns could do at QB today?
I appreciate the question, Anthony, but I cannot discuss players on another team. That's what you're going to hear from Andrew Berry on Matthew Stafford today.
Well, we're going to get him either way. For at least 15 minutes. There's always a tight window on that, so maybe it'll be capped at that. But, hey, look, it's stuff is starting to float. There's all sorts of speculation. We'll get to some Shedeur Sanders rumors and maybe a potential trade down for the Browns. We'll do that in roughly 20 minutes. But right now, and I want to know where people are on Matt Stafford, 216-474-0092. Albert Breer had the report yesterday in his column that the teams you'd suspect that would have their hat in the Matt Stafford ring include the Giants, the Steelers, the Raiders, and the Cleveland Browns. Now, that was from Breer yesterday, so obviously Browns fans' tentacles went up. This was Pete Schrager on Good Morning Football, the NFL Network, yesterday from Indy.
This was nothing that is between them personally. This is a money issue. And Matthew Stafford wants to be paid what he thinks he's worth. He wants to be paid more than $50 million. Truth of the matter is, Matthew Stafford was one pass away from playing an NFC Championship game at home against the Washington Commanders this year. That guy can still ball. And if you don't think he's one of the top nine quarterbacks in the NFL currently, then you're thinking he's not worth $50 million. And that's really where we're starting that number, $50 million.
Well, we're starting at $50 million. Boy, Matt Stafford, he's on pace to make like $400 million as a quarterback in the NFL. Does have a Super Bowl. Does have a lot of non-playoff years under his belt as well. And last year, he was okay. He wasn't great. I thought he was better than Aaron Rodgers. But he was just kind of okay.
Well, there are a lot of guys in the NFL that were better than Aaron Rodgers last year.
Well, the only reason I bring it up is I've seen some Browns fans say Aaron Rodgers.
He's on your list right now.
He turned,
not on my
list. And he turned it on at the end of the year.
Well, you better put him on there, Daryl, because he's one of the only options you're going to have.
He got healthier. By the end of the year, he was a little more agile.
Believe me, he's not on mine either.
Here's Peter Schrager on the NFL Network, concluding with the teams that could be in the mix for Matt Stafford.
So you look at the teams and you look at the options for the Rams. Say you trade him to the Steelers. Are the Steelers willing to give a first or second round pick and pay Matthew Stafford $50+ million? And is Stafford willing to go play in Pittsburgh in the cold weather? And is Kelly and the four girls, are they going to want to go move out to Pittsburgh? How about the Giants? They're not giving up the third overall pick, but would they be willing to give up the 34th overall pick and pay him $55 million? The Raiders are an option. You can go down the list. The issue with this year for Stafford is if they do trade Matthew Stafford, there are quarterbacks who would likely love to play for the Rams.
All right, that was yesterday on Good Morning Football, Peter Schrager. So, Dale, you heard the reporting. You heard the speculation. $50 million. Not only that, you got to trade what? We'd have to trade number two overall. And I know this is...
No, you'd probably have to... You'd trade
swap,
33.
Right? Oh, they're saying... Well, because he was talking, and I've heard others talk about, you know, having to deal the first overall pick, you know, in each team's
33
draft.
33 and some change.
Okay.
Well, I think so would get it
that,
done.
If that's the case, are you in? Because $50 million. I mean, first of all,
well,
I get the cap magic.
Well, if he wasn't asking for $50 million, I'd be in, but it's just not feasible.
All right, so I flipped a little bit on this because over the last week, I'm like, well, if you go and get Stafford, that is, to me, and I don't know what Myles Garrett is really thinking in his heart of hearts, I thought Stafford was the best name that could potentially keep Myles Garrett.
I'd agree with that.
However, the more and more I think about it, you know, I took a shortcut for Deshaun Watson. I wanted the Browns to take a shortcut, and they did. In a situation where they thought they had a team ready to compete, they had a quarterback that hadn't played, but the last time he had played was considered by many to be a top five quarterback in the NFL, at worst, like top eight. And they took the shortcut, and it combusted in magnificent fashion. It did not work out. I think they're even less right now in a situation. They're even in a worse situation than they were then. And to think that Matt Stafford is the shortcut when he's coming off a year where he was just, like I said, for Matt Stafford, he was just okay. Might have even been a below average year for Matt Stafford. And now he's 37. And now he's got to play in the cold and rain and wind, which has never really been a part of the Matt Stafford experience. He's always been best suited in the domes and in those controlled.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Environment.
Right.
That's when you get the best out of it.
If it were 2029, I would say Brown should be full steam ahead for Matthew Stafford.
Dome, right? That'll be a little too old by then. But you get my drift. Like, I do not think this makes sense. I don't think the shortcut makes sense for the Browns. I think, and I've said this time and time again, if a new GM were to come in and this would be the first offseason for the Browns, they would trade Myles Garrett. They would probably tank. They would be an asset collection in the asset collection business. They certainly wouldn't be spending assets, and they would not be spending more cap space. So I do not think this is the right move, and I would not go in this direction if I were the Browns, even though I think this would be the most fun, getting Stafford, keeping Miles. I think that would be the most fun. We'd have the most fun. The stadium would be full. The tailgates would be back up and running, maybe not downtown because of what's going on with the local government. But you get my drift. Like, I don't think this move makes sense. I'm trying to do this with my brain and not my emotions. My emotions are like, yeah, this would be awesome. Matt Stafford, let's run it for at least a year. Let's see what we can do. But it, again, is kicking the can. It's again, deferring the pain that you're in over time. And I think these are the types of moves that would almost guarantee that the Browns would be in a worse situation over the next 5 years. I wouldn't do it.
It's not a practical move. It's fun for us to sit here and talk about. It's not practical from a cash standpoint, from a salary cap standpoint, from a giving up assets standpoint. I mean, I don't
from
know.
From a convincing Stafford to actually come here to Cleveland standpoint.
I was going to get to that point.
Him and his wife and the four kids, the four girls. Is that what Peter Schrager said?
But, like, I just, you're right. It's not practical. It's great for us to talk about. I never bought for a moment that the Browns were serious contenders for Matthew Stafford. Should they be? 100%. But that's a separate conversation. Should be interested versus can actually make it happen and execute it. Two completely different things. I'll throw this one at you since we're just, you know, throwing stuff out there. What if you traded Myles Garrett for Matthew Stafford?
No, I don't think that even makes less sense to me. Just like I don't think it makes sense to trade Myles Garrett and include the pain of the Deshaun Watson contract.
Like it just, it's
that doesn't make sense to me either.
From a cap standpoint, I just don't see any path to make that work. And that is why we keep coming back to Kirk Cousins. Once the Falcons move on from him, you can bring him in here. He and Kevin Stefanski have a previous relationship. Cousins has had success working with Stefanski, and you're going to be able to pay him around the veteran minimum. That is the type of move that the Browns have to make this
year. We're talking about the moves that would make sense from a 10,000 feet perspective, right? I want to know this organization. Are they trying to save their jobs? Are they trying to be the organization that doesn't lose Myles Garrett? Are they going to try to take any shortcut they can to try to win now and put all the chips in the middle of the table? In which, I'm telling you, I don't think the bet is good enough. I don't even think if Matt Stafford and Myles Garrett are on the team this year, what do you have them finishing in the AFC North? What do you have them finishing in the AFC?
Same place they've been for the last 26 years. Last place.
Then it is such an easy no for this move.
Yeah.
216-474-0092. I want to hear from fans on this because I saw some excitement. Matt Stafford, Albert Breer mentioned him. Myles Garrett stays now. Now we can look at with Jerry Jeudy. And now what else are we doing in the wide receiver market? Let's push all the chips in the middle of the table for this move. And do what? Finish second or third in the AFC North?
Probably. I mean, the highest they've finished in the division in the last decade is third.
Is that third?
They can't get out of third place.
2020, they were third?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They can't get out of third place.
So I'm just trying. Somebody, hey, if you think you could talk sense into me and make it make sense for Andrew Berry, who's going to be talking today at 1 o'clock in Indy.
They're going to have to maneuver a bunch of contracts just to get under the cap to maintain the current team and supplement it. You're talking about trying to bring in a guy making more than the quarterback you're already indebted to?
It just seems like you're compounding the problem to try to get rich quick.
So let's say he wants $50 million a year and you got to do a three-year contract. That's a three-year, $150 million contract. You're going to have to put about 20 voidable years on the back of that to make the salary cap work.
Well, that's what I mean. You're deferring the credit card payment. And I know the cap bros will say, the cap goes up. Interest-free loan. Here you go. I get the sense that they always talk about it, but you got to remember, you're in the NFL with a whole bunch of other teams that won't have all this money.
There's going to come a day where the cap's not going up $20 million a year. Believe it or not, it's going to happen.
Well, maybe not, Daryl. The way the NFL just prints money time and time again, they find a way.